The Day I Tried to Commit Seppuku, or How I Learned I Am Not a Samurai. Anticipating my next move, I sold my guns. I knew I'd eventually try pills, so I swallowed them all in advance. In the car, there were too many potentials. The burned-out shell on a lonely hill, hose in a tailpipe, cliff. So I sent it away with my marriage, that dented plate whose blunt surface had dimmed my head. I wore out streets, welcomes, made beds of gardens and police cars. Nearly outwitting myself once, I slept too close to the river, jumped in with the bread sacks and grocery carts and floated dumbly in the shallow stink. Eventually I climbed out, legs numb as cardboard, my pockets filled with the sludge of missing pets. In dreams I hanged myself from the sky until my belt snapped and I awakened alive with a bump on the head. Then, while staggering along a road one day, I found an old steak knife in the gutter. Unable to reach myself in time, I drove the dirty blade into my stomach, counting the pop of layers, the steel tip just kissing the wet nose of some friendly organ. In the hospital, they x-rayed, pictured, committed me to the fifth floor where lunatics played Yahtzee and smelled like couch cushions. I had no horse, no monstrous armor, not a penny. I remembered that the sword is the samurai's soul and thought again of my little bent knife and how I'd lost it not so long ago in a fierce battle with some woeful demon whose name escaped me, high on a mountain of gods.